Brian Finn is here with the Business News Morning, Brian.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. The level of jobs vacancies here remained unchanged in the 3 months to the end of June. This is according to the latest index from the recruitment platform Irish Jobs. Sam Dooley, country director of the Stepstone Group Ireland, with responsibility for Irish Jobs, joins us now. What's noteworthy about this, Sam, is that it's the first time in 2 years that there hasn't been a drop in quarterly jobs vacancies. So what's it telling us about the employment market generally at the moment?
Hello, Brian. And listen, it's nice to speak with you this morning about the changing trends in the recruitment sector. So the Q2 jobs index has been released by Irish Jobs. Against the backdrop of sustained low levels of unemployment, about 4.5%, and it's forecast to stay at this level for the foreseeable. And with forecasted growth in the economy for 2024, it's albeit moderate at 2.2%. The key takeaways from the report are, well, as you mentioned, after 8 consecutive quarters of decline, the jobs market is now showing signs of stabilising, with a total volume of job vacancies in Q2 on a par with that of Q1.
And is
of the 39 sectors examined, 19 showed job vacancy growth versus Q1, with the vast majority occurring across the domestic sector or the real economy, such as catering, health and skilled trades, while the international sector, such as manufacturing and science, more reliant on exports, remain a little bit sluggish. And our data suggests that subdued global economic conditions continue to temper hiring activity in these internationally traded sectors.
So it's impacting particular sectors and the domestic sector, as you say. So what kind of impact is all this having on wages? Many sectors are continuing to command fairly healthy pay increases. Is that likely to continue?
Well, yes, if I look at the domestic sectors, largely outperforming internationally traded sectors in terms of quarter-on-quarter vacancy growth, significant positive moves for sectors such as catering, skilled trades, retail and health. The positive performance for a number of sectors is likely underpinned by a resilient economy and the strong overall labour market, as well as an easing on inflationary pressures and seasonality. So salary will definitely come into play as well.
Now, the IT sector had some fairly well-documented job layoffs over the last 2 years, but it looks like many of those that were laid off may have found alternative employment, and there's a fairly decent level of vacancies in the sector. Is that the case?
It would be, Brian, yeah. So the IT sector has gone through a significant rebalancing from the highs of post-pandemic. In terms of quarter-on-quarter growth, our data is suggesting that we are now bottoming out with moderate quarter-on-quarter decreases of about 2%. So the IT sector still produces one of the highest sources of job vacancies in Ireland, with over 5% of total vacancies coming from IT. In the sector, automation engineers were the most in demand over Q2, followed by software engineers and security engineers. And this is a continuing trend. It's likely the outcome of many enterprises now putting their AI tactics and strategies into play.
There's been a drive back to the office. It's fairly apparent here. Fully remote jobs, it looks like they're becoming less plentiful.
Yeah, well, on the fully remote working, like a significant decrease in the volume of advertised roles offering fully remote working for Q2, it's down 23% on Q1, which is a significant decline, with only 2.2% of all roles advertised over Q2 offering this level of flexibility to potential applicants. This is a trend that's been well observed over the preceding 3 quarters.
Sam Dooley, Country Director of the Stepstone Group Ireland, with responsibility for Irish Jobs. Thank you.